I think he will right away from day one. He's got that leadership mentality to play that position. He's got great instincts. He's going to just work on, you know, kind of mastering the pass coverage portion of it, just because he hasn't done it as much. Just because it's not something that's a common thing to do, especially playing the Will that he's played the last few years. So he'll be fine. I'm telling you, he'll be on it and will be great. So
you'd be surprised if it doesn't go well.
I will be.
And that's not going to affect your play at all. You have to make some adjustments.
No, it'll just be business as usual.
How about Winfield as far as replacing his leadership in the locker room?
You can ever just, like, you know, replace a guy like that. I mean, you have to just get somebody different. And obviously the guys like myself, Kevin, Jared, who have been around this defense for a while, have to step in and just take up more of a role. In the back end, you know, Jamarca, Sanford, guys that have been back there, you know, have to take a leadership role with those young guys. And there's going to be great competition, especially for that spot. So I think it'll go well.
Do you feel a little more responsibility even on your part to?
I don't think you can. You can't put that kind of pressure on yourself. You just got to go be yourself, and I don't think I got to do anything different than I've done the last few years.
Yeah. And how do you see the division from what you've observed so far?
Well, I think the NFC North, the NFC West are going to be tough divisions. I think our division is going to be as strong as anybody's. And so every game, you know, for 8 games out of the year, or 6 games out of the year rather, is going to be tough. And but there's not many easy ones in the NFL.
Is it kind of a breath of fresh air for you to get back out here and start right now?
Oh, yes, it is. Just to show these coaches that that I'm healed up and I'm ready to go. And I'm just willing to do anything that it takes to help this team win a Super Bowl.
And you know what it is to have to do something for your team. When you see Joe Webb make the shift to receiver, what do you think on that?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome, man. Joe's an incredible athlete. And, you know, he's getting back into it, being a receiver, and he's looking good. He always works hard, and, you know, anything he needs, I'm there to help him.
And I know Jennings wasn't out there doing anything with you guys today, but how is it to have him in the fold, and what's that been like?
It's good to have a seasoned veteran like himself. And he's just an exciting guy to be around. He also works hard and knows the right way to do things.
What do you think Joe's biggest strength is as a receiver?
Just being big and being a big athlete and strong. You know, all of us have things to work on. But, you know, he's just always just willing to learn. And him being a quarterback also helped, too, because he can see the coverages and know what defenses are trying to do to him.
What are your impressions of Sharif been just being around him so far?
He's an athletic guy. I mean, he definitely can move, and he's a strong kid. I mean, now we just get him on our terminology and just getting him functioning the way we do things over here and let him make plays.
When they made that pick, what was your reaction to it, I guess, or what's your impression when they do that?
I didn't have one. I just look at it as we're trying to get better. I mean, if we can bring in a young guy to help us win and he just so happened to play my position, you know, so be it. I mean, I still think I'm the top dog here, and until proven otherwise, we're going to go there.
They're amazing. You know, it's football workouts, so enjoy it. It's what you do. It's what we're here for.
Is the tempo different than the way it was in college?
It's a little bit faster. None I can't get used to. So just out here working, trying to get better.
You said you're working with Kevin Williams. What do you learn from him? What are you talking about?
Well, he watched me go through my reps and then correct me on some stuff, tell me how to get it done better and more efficient. So he's helping a lot.
I know this is just another step in the process for you, but there had been some excitement when you could step out on the field finally and get to do what you do, like you said.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those things that's hard to explain, you know. We have been playing football since, some of us, 3 and 4, and now get to keep doing it, so it's a blessing in disguise.
And then you also get to work alongside, like you were saying, Kevin Williams and some of the other guys. What has that been for you? And I know it's kind of been really quick, but what's that been to have them around and you pinch yourself and look around like, all right, this is finally happening now for me?
Oh, it's been great, you know, having a teacher in front of me that's been through it for a decade plus, so it's great. I'm glad I got that in front of me to learn from and to build off of.
Have you seen anything already in just a short amount of time, or are you just kind of taking it all in?
Just taking it all in, learning what I can, and him letting him teach me what he wants to teach me and tell me some things to help me along the way.
Has the process so far been easier or more difficult than you might have dreamed up as a kid?
I don't think it's difficult. It's football, so the game don't change. You just speed up a little bit.
right now. We've had an unbelievable attendance for this offseason workout, one of the best that I've been around in all the 8 years I've been in the NFL. So it's been exciting. These guys are working hard, and I love the tempo of practice. It's fun to be out here. We're running around from one drill to the next, and again, the tempo is what's impressed me the most.
How long do you think it takes before this offense becomes second nature to you?
You're learning every single day. You know, right now we're 2 days into OTAs, and I've only been here for 6 weeks now. So every day I'm learning something new. There's little nuances in every offense that can continue to come up and show up on the practice field. And there's no better preparation than being out here and going through OTAs, having the competition, the live competition against our defense, which is a great defense. And so it's been fun. It's been an adjustment period, and I'm looking forward to continuing to get better.
What's the hardest part? Is it the terminology to kind of learn, or just kind of the learning your new teammates?
Well, it's almost swiping your memory. Like every time you learn a new playbook, it's swiping your memory of the old stuff because there's some carryover. No matter how you look at it, the verbiage and the terminology, there's always some form of carryover. So when you get up to the line of scrimmage, it's like, no, wait, this means this in this system, not this. You know, so there's those kind of things that you just kind of have to adjust to.